Salutations and welcome to
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther King Day last week on Keith and the Girl.
I love him. I don't mean to interrupt. I love him so much, Martin Luther King. I didn't know the guy, but what I'm hearing is good. It's positive, and I think he's pretty fucking cool. Keith Malley.
If you're a black person on social media, happy correcting all the white people about what Martin Luther King really stood for a day. Been seeing a lot of that. Apparently, no one ever gets tired of either side of that. We're just going to crank it back up. Just retweet last year's tweets. Why go find the new shit that the Republicans are saying? But whatever.
I see TNT, by the way. Sorry, TNT is playing Malcolm X. And I'm like, I guess that's close enough, right? I mean...
I feel bad for the NBA. The NBA has traditionally had Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, because
Karen and I have gone to several NBA games in the middle of the day on MLK Day. Mm-hmm. It comes on at like the game start early, like 1, 2, 3 o'clock.
Yes.
You take off work, you go downtown. Mm-hmm. They do like a very reverent moment of like, hey, MLK, and then you watch black people play basketball and be rich, and it's fun. It's like, this is his dream.
Yes.
And then the NFL just decided, like, man, fuck that. We taking Christmas from the NBA.
Stay away from my sport.
And we're taking MLK Day now. We got a fucking doubleheader NFL game.
Can't get everything. Damn. Can't the NBA have something as somebody who watches both sports?
Jesus Christ. And as I'm saying that, I just want everybody to know.
Can I say something else? Sorry. Just the way Karen was... you know, half interrupting and finishing Rod's sentences. It really is how Denzel Washington acts.
Mm-hmm. That is
I'm going to the store. Going to the store. Like, yes. And it's interesting that all the people he plays on TV really talk like that. He's like, I can relate. I do that.
Mm-hmm. My man. speaking of that, my man Keith Malley and the girl, him. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
I'm afraid to say I'm watching Ted Lasso.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. They play sports over there.
Yeah. I imagine that's all the sports I'm watching. So I'm watching sports, if you think about it.
It counts.
I'm afraid because I assume we talked about it on the show and I don't remember how everyone felt about it.
We can err on the side of Keith not liking it.
Yeah. So no, I'm like,
that's what I do.
Maybe I keep this to myself and let me just talk to Rod and Karen. This is a lovely show.
I watched season one. I haven't gotten to seasons two and three yet, so I'm behind.
I gotta say, season two and three takes the loveliness and adds extra feelings.
Really?
You see in depth of each person's life and really know where they got their anger from, where they got their fear from, and you see people like crying, breaking down, anxiety attacks, shit like that. So I think like the beginning is setting you up for like, nice people getting along and everyone has different accents and he's getting a divorce, but whatever. Okay. And then it's like,
I always felt like, you know how Keith says sometimes it's like everyone gets the same like cliff notes of something and then now everyone's a fucking expert.
Yep.
I feel like that happened with Ted Lasso because I didn't watch it when it first came out. I watched it like after the first season was over. And all I had heard was, it's such a happy show and so fun. Mm-hmm. And why can't we just have nice comedy? Ted Lasso's kind of mean and sad. Like, that show's not that nice. Like those people are kind of fucked up towards each other. I was like, why did everyone act like this? Like, is it because he has a Ned Flanders zippity doodah? Like, that one character makes a lot of those jokes. But, like, his life is fucked up. Like, what?
Because I think it's, and I think you're right. Like, of course, we're being set up. Like, you know, Ned Flanders is going to be the guy who like is Hitler at the end. You know, right? Because that's what we're used to. I think you're right about that. But it is pleasant in that the trickery that normally happens on these shows continues on. It's like, are you going to tell him or are you not going to tell? Are you going to tell him or are you not? In this show, it's like we're going to tell him. We're gonna close this subject. It's not going to be will they, won't they for season after season. Right. So I like that about the show.
Me too.
They do a will they, won't they, then they close it. Then they bring something else up. So it's not like, are these guys going to get together? And it's not all about like, oh, they got along for one conversation. I bet they're going to want to fuck now. It's not about that either. Right. So all of those little things are really fun. I'm not waiting for a character to come to be out of character. They allow for those things in this show.
I did see the first 10 minutes of the first episode And the music told me it's not for me. It's like, oh, okay. So this is too goofy for being real. So fuck off.
Be free.
Know thyself. Yeah. Thank you.
I feel like it's just a big trick because there's an episode where he he's all Oakley Doakley and shit.
Right.
And then he like goes back to his hotel room and is like, he's getting divorced and like, can't talk to this kid on the phone or some shit. Like, I was like, this is fucking sad. Why am I about to cry? What is this? You liars, you fucking liars. You said this was like animated Simpsons, some live action Simpsons. This shit is real. He got real problems, but he just be Oakley Doakley and making those 90s reference jokes through it. But this motherfucker's fucked up.
And I'm in the second season and they allow for fucked up. They allow for, hey, you know, this Oakley Doakley guy, this is what he's really like. This is the shit that happens to Oakley Doakley guys, you know. But not like he's almost dying, dangling off a building. Right. Not like that. Like how you would react to my Oakley Doakley life when like too much shit is trying to be Oakley Doakley when it's not. And then
love it. I'm in it. Now that it's over, I'm gonna finish binging it.
Everybody loves it. It's getting all the Emmys. Everybody loves it. So maybe. But you're right, Rob.
You are not everybody. You are just a special snowflake.
Me?
You just stay in
not
your
for me.
Snow.
I'm saying you guys love it. You're everybody.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Enjoy it.
Basic
I won't even watch
over
it.
Over here, we enjoy life. We enjoy entertainment.
I'm not shitting on you. It sounds like you're defending something. Meanwhile, we all agree most people are stupid. Anyway, here's what I wanted to say. Yeah. Rod, you were right when you said I was right. These critics that just repeat the same shit because one person said it, that Emma Stoneman movie, Poor Things, I see all the critics saying, oh, it's the Frankenstein principle. And I had to look that up. And that means when technology takes away our humanity. And I'm like, somebody said that and you're all copying because that's not what the movie is about in the least.
They have super cut because... for those who don't know, like maybe not podcasts, but people who get like major, major stars on their show, the morning, whatever the fuck show you watch, the afternoon, good afternoon, so-and-so shows, like the nightly news, everybody gets the same copy, meaning the same text in an email saying, this show is very grandiose, ba-ba-ba, and ta-ta-ta. When the character does this, it is a reference to blah, 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 blah. And then the news, the fake morning shows, the whatever, you can do a super cut to them acting like that is their opinion. But really, it's the PR person putting together what everybody should be saying and thinking about this. And since you just, as a show with other producers, again, not like podcasts where we produce our own things, we pick our own topics. As a show, you're not watching Ted Lasso and then getting your hot take of three fucking seasons of it. You're not watching every celebrity's everything that just fucking came out. You are looking at the notes and going, this is the take. This is how I feel. I am also an actor and I am playing an actor and an anchorman.
Yeah. Podcast. We get sometimes these emails that are like, will you have this person on? They wrote a book. And they basically give it to you like, we know you're not going to read the book. So here's the three things the book is about. Just ask them these six questions. We either don't have the people on normally or I read the book
which actually knocks the authors.
Which always, like, one, they appreciate it. Like, the ones who, you know, aren't full of shit. Mm-hmm. They appreciate it. But also, they're never prepared for, like, you did read it. Okay, so you do know about this example. From the book. Okay, wow, fuck. Okay.
I see today, I saw this on Facebook happen to pop up. Today, Khemda, in 2010, was our relationship book. And I bring it up to say that we did the same thing. We're doing radio interviews, this kind of thing. And by the third or fourth one, I'm like, why do they keep asking the same three fucking questions? I'm sick of answering those. And it's like, our publicist told them the three fucking things because they're idiots. And they are, and I just get so bored repeating it again. I'm like, this is how you get her to douche if you want, but it's not safe for the system. Yeah, who cares? Leave her. Yeah, that really upsets you. You know, I get a little crazy. Yeah, it's so stupid. All these interviews stupid.
One of my favorite interviewers is actually Trevor Noah, and it's because he reads the people's books and watches their specials and all the shit.
Yeah.
And the interviews are so much better, and I'm just like, I know it takes time, but it's... this is your job. Why aren't you doing your job if you're going to have the person on? And once again, you can still see that reaction from the person of like, if it's an author, it's normally very appreciative. But if it's like a celebrity, it's almost like, oh, this is a trick. It's not going to be.
Because in their brain, they're like, look, if you ask me anything outside of this scope, I might fuck up and say the wrong thing and get canceled. So please stick to the script. Like, in their mind, they're like, stick to the fucking script. I don't want to be on Twitter. I don't want to be on Facebook. I don't want to be on TikTok. Ask me these questions. And a lot of times when you go outside that scope, some of them panic. Some of them give you answers that actually divert back to the question you're supposed to ask in the first place. That's right. No, I'm not diverting off this road.
Right. You hear it on Keith and the Girl, where it's like, I could tell you saw my special. Yeah, it's 45 minutes. It's free on Apple. Yes, I saw it.
Why wouldn't I see it?
Why wouldn't I see it? I had you on for a reason.
But people don't.
I would be the asshole at that point.
Yes.
There's a show called Tom Bilyeu, and he does like long interviews. And I used to listen like a lot. And his intros were a book long. And I was like, what? Just the intro alone. Like, he not only will read your book, he'll listen to your interviews. He will sit down with you for dinner before he's on mic with you. So, I mean, his situation is a little different and more lengthy, dope, whatever. Though. But
he makes the guest split the check, and that's a little strange.
Oh, you had the that's
fucked up. That shit.
This next guest had the chicken.
I tipped 25%. Here he is.
All right, y'all. I feel like we've bantered a bit. Also, Karen is here. I don't think I ever introduced you.
I am.
Oh!
Hey. What?
By the way, I tried. For those who know, I've had other podcasts for like a hot minute. And I've tried like, hey guys, let me do the intro, you know? And I did like Kevin Allison's intro. And I was like, this is a person who's this thing. I went the Tom Bilyeu way because I was like really excited because when he would introduce people, I'd be like, who is this guy? I'm in. And so I tried doing that. I did that a couple of times. And the other hosts were like, nah. They were like, can you just introduce the person? I'm like,
comedian, right, Kevin Allison.
Right.
Well, I want to say thank you guys for changing the time. I had to call the group and say Buffalo had horrible weather. The Steelers game was moved to Monday. But please know I'm a grown adult. It's not the biggest, that felt important. It's not the biggest concern. I don't want to act like a child, but if the time could be moved for this game, it's a scary game and you guys are very gracious enough. So thank you. Probably
we
won't mean
to watch it too.
Yeah, that's the thing. We want to watch it
good,
too.
Good.
You guys have a black coach who's never had a losing season. Mm-mm. And so my loyalty, to the Steelers is that I'm rooting for your coach.
I always root for that man.
So I would like to see the game. I hope y'all find a way to win, even though y'all don't have a real quarterback.
We don't have a real chance. For example, you're down to the final teams now. Buffalo Bills number 2, Steelers number 7. It's projected that we start negative 10, meaning kinda, for us to be kind of even, they would have to give us 10 free points before the game starts. So it's not looking good, but I do have my Steelers shirt and I'm very excited.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's the thing.
Total sense, negative 10, no chance of winning.
He's talking about the degrees. The degrees outside.
Yeah, negative 10 degrees, negative 10 points in Vegas.
And also, the NFL did something unprecedented. The day of the game, they was like, it's too cold, move it to Monday. And what's so fucked up is if I'm somebody that's like out of town, bought a ticket just to the game, because Steelers fans travel. Like y'all travel deep. Even here in Carolina, it's like 25% Carolina Panther fan, 75% Steelers fan. All you see is fucking black and gold and waving their fan. Like they go deep. Mm-hmm. And so if I was somebody who actually had planned it, A, my weekend shot now. And then B, I might not be able to make the trip back, or I might have planned to leave on Monday. Or even if I was in the city, I might be working. So I don't know what the stadium is going to look like.
Also, they had fans volunteer. Well, I think they paid them now. But at first they sent out
shovel.
A... a tweet like, can you guys volunteer to come down to the stadium and shovel the snow out of the stands and shit? No
I
joke.
Saw that. I thought maybe that was a joke.
That was real. That there's video of that right now on Twitter.
People I saw like a shortlist. Like, no,
I'm like, I don't love anything this much.
Hey, I probably paid way too much money for these tickets. And if I spend a few $1,000s on NFL ticket,
I don't care if you let me in for free. I don't love anything enough to shovel your snow so I can watch your game.
That's so interesting because I would be like, yeah, if you let me in on the actual ground that people play and I like watching, yeah, I'll shovel some of your snow. First of all, I don't know how much snow we're going to shovel. If you can't handle this and it's your stadium, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. But right. Okay, I brought my shovel. Now we're just hanging out. Let's be real. Also, what are we drinking? Because it's Gatorade minimum, according to you and your ads. So let's have it.
And it's like, if I can be on the field and call two plays, then maybe.
Then maybe I might.
And they do have the Bills Mafia. That's what their fan base is called. And they are the most drunken, disorderly, like rabid fan base. They do things like in the parking lot of the arena, they set tables on fire, get on top of RVs, and then jump through the table.
Yep.
So, like, these motherfuckers are crazy, and they did go out there and shovel that goddamn snow.
Yes. Yeah, because there's videos of that online.
Yep.
But how did they choose lighting shit on fire and jumping off an RV?
I don't know.
No.
We actually had I think it might have got cut, but we had a thing on Game Theory. called like the Wild World of Whites, and we just did like a Nature Geographic, National Geographic documentaries, but it's just us watching footage of white people do crazy shit, and they were part of one of the sketches was like, you know, watching these white people, but just having like different documentarians come in and do narration over their like rituals.
Yeah, they've set themselves on fire and everything. Crazy. I be watching like, ooh, that's some white people shit. I'm not doing that bullshit.
A person got killed outside the stadium, like I want to say last week or 2 weeks ago. Got shot in after a fight.
Yep. Yeah. After the game. Like,
they're fucking crazy up there in Buffalo.
I feel most bad that they changed.
But I'm sorry, but weather is why they changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A motherfucker died and they were like, game on.
Right. So it only affected one person. Yeah.
People were lighting themselves on fire, jumping off their RVs, shooting each other. Yeah. But it was cold on Saturday. So they moved it to Monday. And today... by the way, today, weather on the ones, here we go. you'll find that the high is 31, the low is 25, but it feels like 15 with the wind chill. So I don't know why we bring up any other numbers. Thank you.
Right. I also feel like he died and then everyone looked at each other like, but he'd want us to play, right?
you felt his passion that started the fight. Yeah. He loves football. And by the way, they only moved the game from Sunday to Monday. How did both governors, or the governor of Pennsylvania, of New York anyway, how did she know, like, tomorrow will be good? Promise.
Right. Yeah, everyone's off my MLK day anyway, right?
Right.
And you know what? Today I made the mistake of going to the supermarket, Trader Joe's. I guess I didn't go to the supermarket. I went to Trader Joe's and it was packed. It was a line from as soon as you walk in the door, which doesn't intimidate me. I'll be out of here in 10 minutes. It's very, very fast. However, I asked the cashier, is this normally what Monday looks like? And then I remembered Martin Luther King and he goes, no, it seems everyone moved their shopping from yesterday to today. So it's not just the NFL making promises that they don't deliver. It's our own little to-do list. We were like, but tomorrow, where?
So, I got off. Yep.
Yeah.
I feel bad about the, I know you're saying all right, but I feel bad mostly about the players that thought they were going to play Sunday. Mm-hmm. They have to wait 24. You have to time steroids just right. Do people understand that?
True. Everything in the world.
You can't double up because it's Monday now.
Did you watch the game that was only on Peacock, it was not on regular TV? You had to have Peacock.
I have a lot to say about that.
I happen to have Peacock, but these motherfuckers, if you paid them to say $300-$400 for the NFL package where you see every game, surprise, you don't get to watch this or another game, one or two games, you have to see them on Peacock. For a whole game, they're like, we're not going to show you the game after this unless you have Peacock. $5.99 a month, save half if you buy a year. Half the screen is a QR code to get Peacock. That is a motherfucking move.
Yes.
And yet, how many people did move?
I don't know.
I watched it. A lot of people already have it because it's normally combo with something else. But if you didn't, I would be angry. And people said they were going to the bars, and they said a lot of bars had a hard time connecting to that game.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were somebody that's like, I go to, you know, because some people, that's their thing. I go to the bar got all of the games, it's a goddamn bar.
That's really nice, by the way. I wish I had a hobby where it's like, and we'll have, you know, some of your shit over here and some of your shit over here, and it comes with wings. I'm like, that's nice. I'm still trying to get.
Technically, you could do that. Like, you could make that a thing. Like, there's people that play softball, and then their thing is like, after we play softball, we get wings. Like, you could add mm-hmm. that to your bike rides.
Here's the thing. I saw those sports guys, and mm-hmm. I've wanted to join those things where, like, we play kickball, like, things that everybody can participate in, basically. Then I see, and no offense to you guys, but, like, okay. I see who plays that. No, mm-hmm. it's not you. It's not you. If it was you, I would join the team. I see who plays that, and it's people who are having a beer after the game. And I don't think I fit in if I'm not legit. And it's not just beers, because I see them like in the bars outside in the summer, like they're all wearing their sports, whatever shirts, because they're getting together to play that sport in the, they're drinking pitchers of beer.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm still trying to get to paint and puff. I find sip and, you know, and draw wine. but not weed. There's no weed. Everything is the celebration of beverages.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that go to the bar thing is, it's still that.
It's part of the culture.
The sports one is the and we're going to drink a gallon of beer. It's not
so that's the thing. Yeah. I don't want to go to the bar and I don't want to see sports. I want to go to, like, a garden, and you also have a hike, and on the way you can watch Ted Lasso. I don't fucking know. I don't know what the version of that, you know?
It's out there for that.
It's out there somewhere. Yeah. I know it exists.
I'm going to create it if it's like, not.
Yes. You got all this time after, like, March or whatever. You're going to make this. It's going to happen.
You'll see. Everything I've ever wanted to see will start happening.
Yeah, him just gonna be a fitness guru. We're gonna be like, well, goddamn, she left keeping. Oh, she took off.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I get, like, what can I learn about yoga in Thailand? What can I learn about meditation in India? Like, shit like that.
That is honestly the plot to Batman. That's how he got it.
That is how he got it. Yes.
He just was.
Well, now that I'm not gonna be the Joker. Batman.
Meanwhile, over here, I'm like, thank you, Dolphins. Thank you, Steelers. Thank you. they were like, they're promoting to buy Peacock. They're like, and the Dolphins got terminated. Kind of like a Peacock, $5.99 a month, terms apply. All right.
Yeah. And I think the thing that really made me angry about it is I understand that everybody wants all of the money, but it's fucking football. And so, and it's the playoffs. This is not like the regular ass game. They already do it where if you don't have Amazon Prime, you already knocked out of the Thursday night games anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm already losing Thursday nights for a lot of people. So now it's like Sunday only, you know, Sunday and Monday. And now it's like playoff time come. It's another fucking fee. Like, I could see a lot of people being highly upset about that why should I have to pay for something that's actually on my fucking basic ass table that y'all box out because it's on Peacock? Because
you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I guarantee
I don't even get mad.
I guarantee Taylor Swift got a phone call that you have to be on the Peacock game. And she was. I guarantee
That's
it.
Probably when they changed it. When he started dating Taylor, they were like, put that game exclusively on Peacock.
We're going to make a pay.
Taylor Swift fans will pay for it. Trust.
Yes, they will.
But yeah, I did watch it and I'm not mad. It was fun. And it wasn't even a close game. It was just fun watching people be so cold that they were like, just destroy our team. We don't give a fuck.
Helmets cracked.
I've never seen anything like those guys were, they're from Miami. They play in Miami. It was so cold. They were like, we lost. One of the players is on Twitter right now making jokes about how cold it was and losing. I've never identified with someone so much. He's like, it was fucking cold. Yeah, I'm going to Cancun. Yeah, good game. You guys did it.
but football is so wintry. See, but like, if you, I went on a bike ride, even though it feels like 15 today, but you will see a difference. Like, I remember a couple of months ago, you know, like October, perfect weather. I'm voguing what, like Vogue came on and I'm on my bike, voguing, happy as a clam. Today, you will only see mean on my face. I am so serious because, and I look like a terrorist. I mean, not anymore for Americans because they totally get the Middle East now. But, you know, I got my Arab scarf all, you know, past my nose, all the way up to my eyeballs. And then my helmet is covering up to the top of my eyeballs. I'm wearing two pants, two socks, two shirts, right. like all of this shit. And I'm just like, and then everyone, I just take for granted that everyone wears headphones. So every once in a while, you'll hear me go, oh my God.
But this is the thing, right? Number one, football is a Southern sport. Number one, most of these guys are from fucking like Florida, Alabama, whatever.
Right.
The people that think like it's cold, it's football time, are people that do not play.
Right.
Like everything hurts more. The ground hurts more.
The football, when they kicked the football, it was like tumbled. It normally do that thing where it go up and somebody like catches it.
Yeah, they couldn't kick the football
because it was hard for kickoff.
And the other thing too is like the announcers in the booth, they're all warm and they're being like football weather out there with the game. And the guys outside, like they do this thing where they're like, I'm not wearing sleeves to prove how tough I am. Some of them won't wear sleeves. But someone told me they actually have like a balm they put on that keeps their arms warm. So even that's bullshit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And they were like, they were a football player that told me this. They were like, don't touch, you can't touch your eyes or your balls or you'll have to go to the fucking hospital with that shit. And I was like, so even they fucking hate it. They just want to look like they love it. But if they moved every team from the north to the south, those guys would be like, yes, fuck you. Yeah, thank you.
Do it. Do it. Why don't you do all of it like that? Like December isn't as hot. Why don't you go north for December and then start heading south like you're a bird? I get that Larry Bird is basketball, but like who gives a shit?
That is what they do for the Super Bowl.
Like, this is what I have. Right. I put these in my gloves now. They do that warmers. Too.
They got every fucking trick.
And my thing is for people that are like, winter, some of these places, even the ones that stuff, have fucking dome roofs. Them shit bitches close. They close for a reason. It's too goddamn cold.
Well, if it's a dome, they will close it in the winter. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
It is so
close
fucking
the door.
Oh, where my state taxes went to. Good.
Right. It was so fun to watch how cold those guys were, though. I felt
the
bad.
Mustaches was frozen. Helmets cracked.
Yeah, it was so fucking funny.
Fuck.
Just watching guys like somebody throw a football. And there was a few times where I saw Tyreek Hill, who's like the best wide receiver in the NFL, just be like, fuck that. I'm not catching that. That guy's going to hit me and it's cold. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
And it makes me feel so good that everyone's like, cold is stupid. Thank you.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah, because they was talking to the people. They was like, if the Miami Dolphins would have won one more goddamn game, they would have been down here in 70-degree heat.
Yeah.
Down in South Beach, but they lost.
Look how interesting it is that football can just get fucked by the weather. Come on.
Yeah, shout out to climate change. We love to see it.
We did hear you're all right. We did hear you're all right. Seven more thoughts on this. Speaking of Taylor Swift, it's still fun to see her.
I just want y'all to know, Keith made us start early so he won't miss the game. Right. If this shit is 3 hours, it's on him. Go ahead.
It's fun to see Taylor Swift root for the wrong things. I do picture that being Hendo watching football. Like, but somebody got a touchdown. Yay! No, that's not your boyfriend's team. Okay, but they're happy. They have families.
I think there's nothing more authentic than Taylor Swift watching football. It is honest. So I know there are so many women that identify with that shit of like, I'm fucking a guy. He's really into this thing. And for everyone else in the world, it's like, the thing's the NFL. But for her, it's like going to my fucking company rec league basketball game. Like, come watch me play. She's richer than this motherfucker. Her cat is richer than this motherfucker. And I know he don't know her music like that. Like, he goes to her concerts, but there's no camera on him constantly to be like, oh, he went and got something to drink during this song. Is he a fucking fake?
Why the Swifties not getting their lives?
But because we're obsessed with her, with the fucking game, these motherfuckers are so convinced she's the problem. And meanwhile, the broadcast can't get a fucking nut.
They can't get enough.
There's
of her.
A part of the broadcast where they literally zoomed out on the fucking announcing booth. to show you that Taylor Swift's box was that she was sitting in was right beneath them. And they were like, look at her. And I'm like, you know, you're just setting her up to be hated. Why are you? It's like putting her in a dunk tank. Why are you doing this to this woman? She's just watching the fucking game and pretending to like his family like everyone fucking does. What the fuck is this shit?
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't cut her. I mean, she makes highlights and everything during halftime, right? During commercial breaks. I like that. I want her on screen all the time, like picture in picture.
I really thought it was going to be Taylor Swift. At the end, when it wasn't close, I said, they're going to go all Taylor Swift. They're going to go fourth quarter, nothing but Taylor Swift. And they damn near did. It was fucking insane. And at the same time, they're like, because we hate these bitches, right? We fucking hate them. Anyway, show her one more time so everybody get mad because no one gives a fuck about the game anymore. Oh, my God. I fucking hate that shit.
I just quickly for the record, and it's completely unnecessary for me to, you know, be on mic right now. But I know how the game works. I promise you. I did learn because of dating. And before I would sit there. Oh, boy. Before I would sit there and just go like, things must have just happened because people are upset or happy. But as soon as I learned what first down to fourth down meant.
Right.
The game is clear. Let me tell you something. You all make it like you'll never be able to figure it out. You don't even know. You got to be a real fan. Please. They try to get 10 yards every time they try to move. When they don't, it's someone else's turn.
And this is admittedly her first year ever watching the shit.
Probably is.
So we're just watching her go through all the shit we all did and being like, you fake bitch. You never loved the game. Not like Eminem loved the game for 30 years. Like, who the fuck thought she loved the game? She loved getting dicked down by this giant man. That's what she's into. And she has to put up with football a few Sundays a year. Like, I knew it was real when she went out there in them negative degrees. I said, fuck, girl, you down bad. I didn't expect to see my girl down bad like this, man. Not for no football,
well, she
dude.
She had the perfect outfit for that weather.
It was a dope coat. That coat. I like that coat. Everybody was like, well, where'd she get that coat from? I hate this bitch.
Can I buy that coat?
Is that for sale somewhere?
There is something, though, about today, for example, Eminem hyping up the crowd, where it's like, that feels a little more genuine. It does. And then the whole crowd, next thing you know, they're all singing without music to lose right. yourself. I'm like, this feels a little more real. You know, Taylor Swift reminds
Detroit.
Me of, I'm not hating, but Taylor Swift does remind me. Okay. Taylor Swift does, I don't know what words are. Taylor Swift, you ever see that video where the dad and the little toddler are watching TV and the dad's like, he's about to go, yeah, but I guess there's an interception something. And he goes, oh, and the kid goes, yeah. And then looks at his dad and goes, oh, and bends over. Now, maybe behind the scenes there's abuse and he can't connect right. with his dad, but that reminds me of Taylor Swift, that little kid.
Honestly,
okay, but I'm with Rod, which I think this is what you're saying. Stop cutting to her and saying you hate her. All she's doing is eating chicken wings and watching something stupid like the rest of you. Yeah, there are a lot of people on the couch sitting next to you going, I just love you.
Right.
So like, yes, Eminem is more genuine. He probably paid for the seats and he's not dating anyone on the field. So of course you're going to get a different response. And he I didn't know everybody knew all the words to the spaghetti song. I mean, that now the crowd is just showing off. And yet, like, there's so many things at play and none of them are Taylor Swift. And somehow everything is about Taylor Swift.
Right.
This, I do believe she can't get a break, but then she gets all the breaks. She's like winning every one of the awards. And still people are like, she doesn't even know football. Why does this bitch have to know football?
I hope I'm not being misunderstood.
Let me tell you something. If I date a chef, I'm not baking a cake every other fucking day. And I'm not even going like, you know what's in this. I don't fucking know.
But here's the difference. When they go secret ingredient eggs, you don't stand up and go, fuck yeah, egg.
You would if you were at the Iron Chef and your boyfriend was competing and everyone in the audience said, fuck yeah, eggs. You'd be like, I guess fuck yeah, egg.
Well, that's the point I'm making. That's the point I'm making.
Right?
You know what else? The chef has also
no,
been
No, we're
treating-
making that point too, Kevin. We're saying it's not this horrible thing. It's just like, yeah, we all know. This is like, you didn't figure out a secret. Everyone in the world knows this woman's watching the game because she's fucking this guy.
But again, I'm afraid you're misrepresenting me when you say we're not saying it's a horrible thing as if I am. I don't like when they cut to the Chiefs. I'd rather see more Taylor being an idiot.
No, not the way what? You want to see it. No, not the way you talk about it.
I'm voting not, more Taylor.
More real.
I saw
no one in the world does it. No one in the world is like, we thought Taylor Swift was as real with her fanhood as Eminem is. Zero people thought that. You may set up a straw man. Like, now see, that feels authentic. We know. Everyone knows it's not authentic.
I'm saying I want more Taylor. Also, I watched Jersey Shore and all of Netflix, the reality show. More Taylor, please.
And that's second stand-up of the night, not the first.
That's why we're sitting here going like, stop saying you're on our side.
Yeah, you're not on our side.
Go team.
For some reason, to you, it sounds like we're all on the same side.
We love her.
This is different.
Love is a strong like, and I really like seeing her.
All right, for real this time.
All right.
Goddamn, 45 minutes in. Our sponsor, this episode is brought to you by football.
This works out. I have a thought.
No.
Football, so important we have to play it on MLK Day, okay? Football, you might have to change the recording time of your podcast because God forbid you miss a second of that sweet, sweet violence, okay? You got to see every CTE causing it, all right? Every leg that bends the wrong way, you don't want to miss a second of that shit. Football, now with 100% more Taylor Swift because bitches, am I right, bro? They do be tripping watching football, but not like us watching football. We watch football the right way. Football, because you're not allowed to have emotions about real life and be sad, but you can be sad over a game and you can be joyous over a game. You don't have to be stoic. Your baby can sit next to you and they're like, oh, I get to know my father for the first fucking time. He's actually doing things other than sitting there with a solid face and not smiling or frowning or crying or anything.
This is some kind of copy.
And if you start watching today, we promise you, Kevin Hart will be in every commercial.
Yes, he will.
Every commercial. Football, because we don't want to think about dying for 3 hours. Also, minimum rage.
Oh, yes.
A Phoenix man accused of jumping over fast food restaurant counter.
Oh.
Holding employee hostage and then assaulting police officers.
Oh, hold him hostage with what?
What did he want?
White. He's white. White.
I don't know.
The frat bastard.
Holding hostages and attacking police. I don't know.
I would be scared to do that because I could see them going, you in my territory now. You thought you trapped with me.
I know where the grease is.
I know where the grease trap is. I fuck you up.
Well, I technically do not have his race. I have to Google his name.
I'm going white too.
You both are going on the record for going white. Keith, do you want to guess early?
How hard is it to Google?
Well, I'll just say it.
I'm not gonna Google.
A Phoenix man is behind bars after a fight at a fast food restaurant over the weekend, escalating to a hostage situation. The incident started Saturday afternoon when 22-year-old Kasai Bird.
Karen's changing to black.
Interesting.
That's
Karen's hopping off the white bandwagon.
I am. That's a detail I didn't know before.
He allegedly jumped shirtless over the counter of Jack in the Box on 3rd Avenue and McDowell Road.
Well, what race are more athletes?
Okay, all right. So I just looked up.
But Larry Bird is white, isn't he?
Larry Bird is white. Now, this guy's last name, Bird, spelled with a Y.
Oh,
I don't know if that matters.
Black. Yeah.
Parents going definitely black. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Shit.
Callers reportedly told the police that Bird was assaulting the manager and had taken one of the employees against her will, demanding that everyone leave the restaurant.
What?
Is this man like the third or something?
No, third.
I guess the first one.
When police arrived, Bird reportedly dragged the employee into a smaller dishwashing room. Officers rushed in to save the woman. Bird resisted arrest, trying to use the woman's body as a shield. During the ensuing scuffle, he kicked one of the officers' knees so hard they had to be taken to the hospital like they played for the Steelers. Bird was eventually handcuffed and taken to the hospital. He was booked into jail. Upon his release, Taylor Swift chair because she didn't know if that was
she didn't know
bad.
What's going on.
Like, whatever. You guys are chairing. And they learned that he had been denied service due to
mental illness.
What Karen says, do you guys know why he was denied service?
Oh, he was not serving the restaurant. Uh-huh. The food was wrong,
says Karen. Racism, says him. The correct answer, no shirt. Remember?
Fuck,
remember that slight detail early?
Is he white?
No shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yes.
And they got that shit posted everywhere.
He's black, no shirt, and he's assaulting people. He put in jail.
He's going to be in there for a while.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we coming in with no shirts.
You know what? I should have known it was black because the minute they said kidnapped, you know, because they raised it like, oh, he took her to another room, kidnapped.
Yeah, he took a hostage.
Hostage situation. He blocked the door, hostage, because when like Louis C.K. blocks the door, although he's half Mexican.
Right.
When Louis C.K. Blocks the door.
Right.
That's not a hostage situation. Mm-hmm.
That just means you don't want it bad enough to be a stand-up comedian, according to Dave Chappelle. That's just the cost of getting the game.
Ask to politely walk around the dick.
Yeah. But don't you boo me, bitch. I'll talk about you for 12 specials.
Right.
He got charged with robbery, burglary, kidnapping, and assaulting an officer. He's being held on $100,000 bail.
Mm. Oh, he's not going anywhere. He is not. You kick a police officer so hard, the police officer has to go to the hospital. And that's someone's knee. That changes.
You made them have to do
unnecessary
paperwork. They're gonna throw the book at you.
The cop was like, "That's my suffocating black people knee. What the fuck? I can't work without that." All right, guys.
People are taught to go for the knees in these neighborhoods.
Right? Yeah, go to his knees, man. It's the only way you're gonna live.
Gonna take him out.
Episode 3760. Keith loved the movie. True. Is the title of this?
Thank you. That's me.
We love to see it. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Keith was extra mad because of technical difficulties, it seems.
Yes.
Now, something happened where you had to stop the show and then you came back not live anymore. I could feel the anger in the voice. How long was the break so that you could get back to a recording mindset again?
5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I should have known better. I should have heard the tone, but he does this weird thing where he goes, maybe we'll restart or something. And I'm like, what? I should know that just those words alone is just serious.
Well, during the live show, so we're live, and that's what's, let's say, embarrassing. And so I'm like, well, this isn't working. It's stuttering. You know, maybe we just get at, maybe mean yes, always. Maybe we just, get out of it. Kim's doing her bits and skits on camera that you guys will never see. So anyways.
Yeah.
I'll give a thumbs down.
Oh, she loves these emojis that pop up.
You're like, I have decided that we're not doing it, but I'm just pretending we're both in on it. Like, it's a decision.
But I know that everybody's listening. So I'm like, maybe we'll just close the feed and do something later. And she's like, should we stay or should we go? I'm like, yeah, maybe we just go and then we'll try to figure it out. Okay, so I'll just stay here and wait until you restart. I'm like, okay, I don't know what words are. All right, bye. All right, and we're back, and it failed again.
It's 20 years. The people listening live know us. Stop being embarrassed and just tell me what you need at the moment.
I need us to go. That was pretty clear. I think that was clear. I still think it was clear.
Well, good for you. You are still saying the word maybe. So if you want to be clear, you start taking stuff out of your vocabulary and be clear.
Come to close. That's what I'll say next time. You think that's what I'm going to do? Well, it's never going to happen, smart pants.
Well, but if you come up with a code word.
Then maybe I'll do
it.
You're
fired!
Maybe you can come up with a code word. I guess the code word is maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we got to, okay, so it's over. All right, she just closes her window immediately.
If somebody
like, what the fuck happened?
If your partner said to you three times, maybe I'm hungry, you would start to get some food.
No, you have to say that maybe is your safe word. And that, like, minimum. And not just, like, maybe. And it's like, what am I deciding with you? Like,
yeah, yes, you could also be deciding with me. But apparently that means no, not that. So if maybe, if we're listening to the word maybe, your sorry
maybe
isn't real, I can tell.
No,
if
it's not
a real maybe, then maybe you would have
real
an opinion too, maybe.
So am I supposed to know what your maybe is every fucking time?
I don't know.
You
look
the
up
maybe.
The word maybe. It's that.
You look it up. Look it up. Yeah, look it up.
I couldn't tell on the audio in post, so like,
thank you.
What did you have to like clean it up and fix it, or was it like, oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought later? Like, what happened?
Well, I knew like when I'm trying to throw in subtle maybes and then we stop, I can just cut it back to before the maybes and kind of not knowing who I am after 2 decades.
Okay. All right.
So it wasn't that big a deal.
No, and it wasn't that up in the air for so long, I don't think.
Keith's movie reviews. We got lots of them on this one. Mm-hmm. You watched a lot of movies.
Yes, you did.
I really did agree about Aquaman 2.
That was terrible. It was boring. It was too long. And me and Roger are the type of people, y'all, we go to the movies more than the average person. Like, we go a lot. And pre-pandemic, we was literally going almost every weekend, sometimes several times a week, depending on what came out. So we watch a lot of movies. We went to the movie, and literally, I started getting fucking sleepy. I was like, what is wrong here? I never get sleepy. I am not, because I have family members like this, and there's some people that don't go to the theater because as soon as it starts getting dark, their body starts kind of relaxing, and they'll go to sleep. So they're like, I'd rather watch it at home. But it was so goddamn boring, y'all. I was like, oh my God, let me go pee if I end up going.
We did not know. We did our movie review because we don't talk about the movie till we get home so we can review it. And we're doing a movie review, and we just both bring up like kind of randomly like, yeah, it was kind of slow the first 30 minutes. Like, I was almost falling asleep. And it was like, you were falling asleep? I was falling asleep. I was like, okay, so it's the movie. This is not us.
Right. And keep in mind, people, this is Aquaman. This is a superhero movie. It's loud. It's flashy. Especially Aquaman, to see under the water, everything's fluorescent. And still, it puts you to bed.
Crazy. I agree. I thought it was terrible. And then, like, I felt bad because I'm friends with Mike Lawrence. And that's not why I felt bad. But Mike Lawrence, you know, he's very like, he used to hate every superhero movie. It didn't even matter if it was good. He hated it either way. Like, he just hated something about everything.
Right.
But then, like, you know, he got diagnosed with autism and he's on like medication. Now he like loves stuff and I feel happy for him. And so I saw this movie before him and he like direct messaged me to be like, what'd you think? And I was like, oh, buddy. Oh man.
Hate to break it to you, my friend.
Oh, I hate to tell you, buddy, but this shit fucking sucks. And then he went and saw it and came back. He was like, oh, I kind of like this thing and the costume. And I was like, hey man, good for you, bud. And I'm just glad that someone got some joy out of it.
But why is he saying that to you in private? And that he wrote on Facebook that he didn't like it in his own way. He said it was bad.
This is before he wrote that. Okay. So I don't know if he talked to me and was like, yeah, it was shit. But, like, I was just like, because he's like, well, what didn't you like? I was like, first of all, they did this big thing about, like, the black villain and shit, like that dude.
Mm-hmm. I was so looking forward to
that. That's a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
He doesn't even, like, he just, like, gets thrown away, like, and, like, near the end of the movie. Like, he was never the real bad guy. He was just kind of dumb. And I was like,
no.
Fuck that.
Somebody who watches the cartoons and shit, I'm like, no, he was like, so cool. And it's like, oh
yeah, I was like, who cares if the costume looked good? Everything else sucked. That was anyway. But yeah, I felt bad because I try not to Keith people is what I call it, you know. I try to I'm like, you like something, I'm not even yuck, you're yum, you it's yummy to you. But you
if
know,
somebody's confused and life is hard, you want to like things. I don't want to make you not like something. But I think more important than that is the people who knew it was bad. I can't let them feel gaslit. That's important.
Right, you have to live your truth.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah,
and my suggestion: just agree with all the movie reviews Keith does for expedience sake. Like, don't
start.
Like, let him have his thing. Yeah, you know, I saw people on the forums; they were upset a little bit. Like, I was hoping he would like it. I'm like, no, you never hope he'll like it. That's not how it goes.
Yeah, somehow it's okay for them to yuck my yum. That's interesting.
Right. This is his yum.
Yeah.
He don't like things. So
I let Keith cook on it.
Yeah. This man watched 30 movies and like one the whole Christmas. Like, he's already living in a certain type of hell. Let him have that.
I'm the person that says, this tastes bad. Try it. Let me enjoy my yum. I'll tell you something. And I make my own rules. I saw Aquaman in two parts. You guys were falling asleep. So go by my review. You motherfuckers are sleeping out there, literally.
I want to say, though, I toughed it out and did not fall asleep.
Yeah, I was real close.
But
the
movie did its fucking best, guys. Okay? I was on the motherfucking ropes like I was fighting Muhammad Ali, dog.
I lied. It was like one sheep, two sheep, three sheep. I was like, oh, my.
I have not
felt, sheep, I'm out.
I have not felt like that since I watched Hellboy in the theater.
Hellboy was so goddamn boring.
I was like, what the fuck is, what are you doing to me, movie?
The bad guy was the Sandman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah. What if that's the plan? Oh my God. What if that's the plan at DC? They were like, make them fall asleep. They'll fucking sleep through like 40 minutes of the movie. And then they'll blame themselves. They'll go home and they'll be like, it was probably good. I guess I was just really tired. I don't know. It's a movie. And then, but no, if you stayed awake, like if you fought, then you realize the truth. That shit sucks.
Yeah. Don't let these guys win. I'm going to tell you something blasphemous. You ready? I broke all the fucking rules. You know that shitty TV show Monarch, the Godzilla TV show?
Oh, yeah. That one. Yeah.
How far did you get? I saw 4 episodes. How far did you get?
Bro, I saw like 1.5 and said, fuck you guys.
Let me tell you what I did. Yeah. Let me tell you what I did last night.
Watch the finale.
I played the final episode.
Let's go, Keith.
You don't tell me what to do. And by the way, they go previously on. It's just people walking and staring at each other. I didn't miss a goddamn thing. They show Godzilla finally for like 5 minutes. It's the lamest CGI. I mean, they couldn't get the real actor, Godzilla.
Right.
But it's the laziest computer generated, dumbest bullshit. And by the way, it's the last 5 minutes of the TV show. That's the finale. You know, there's already been 10 episodes. And it's like, it's like if you're waiting for somebody, let's say a date, and it's like, oh, she's 5 minutes late, but she'll be here soon. I'm so excited. 15 minutes late. Okay, any time now. Next thing you know, it's 3 fucking hours. She shows up. Hi. Fuck off, Godzilla.
Right. Who cares? Right. You can't trick me.
Yeah.
And even those episodes I did watch, it was like 4 minutes of monsters an episode.
If that,
that's not what the commercial is.
Right.
It's
if,
not.
If your TV show is a commercial for just monsters beating shit up, you don't get to get 55 minutes of humans. And 5 minutes of monsters. That's not what was promised in the trailer. Make the trailer dramatic and be like, you had a whole secret family the whole time.
And I wouldn't watch the
show. He was my father too. It should be like fucking watching This Is Us and then be like, oh, and every once in a while, like a monster shows up.
Right. Because I was like, I want Godzilla.
Yeah. The title wasn't family shit. It was Monarch Things About Monsters.
Right.
Yes.
Well, shout out to my man, Dan from Roseanne. He got a check. You know, good. Love to see it.
Yeah.
He was in that shit for 10 minutes. Oh, they like, showed oh
that,
my God.
They showed that video again when he was in from the first episode. Oh. They're like, we had to pay him, so show the video again. I'm like, I saw that one.
Checks are cashed.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll just root for an actor to get a check. I'm like, good for you, man. Good for you.
Glad you're still working.
Now, go take this money and do Righteous Prick. Righteous Gemstones, I mean. Right. I love that.
He played a prick.
He played a dick.
Actually, he was the good guy. The kids are pricks. Anyways.
Did you learn about the Sixth Amendment and why victims need to be in the courtroom? Because I saw that on the forums, because you said something about like, why do people even need to be in the courtroom for this bullshit with these trials? And someone's like, everyone has a right to habeas corpus or what?
Yes.
What?
To see your accuser.
I understood that it was in the law books, and that's why things happen that way. What I'm saying is I'd rather not. I think that both the victim and the, what's the other side? Perpetrator?
Accused, I guess.
The accused. Yeah, I think both of them need to not be in there. They're not allowed to talk anyway. Now you're setting people up to like do their hair and to dress right and to look apart. And instead, you can just look at the evidence. And I think they do that like outside of the U.S., you're going to look at the evidence. The lawyers are going to speak for you anyway, and you won't have a chance to look more innocent or look more evil or look more whatever, especially because you're facing 12 of your quote unquote peers, which, you know, we've learned that Black and brown people don't have in this country when it comes to, you know, and you're not allowed to talk anyway. So why should I even know the person's name? Why should I know their race? Why should I know what they look like? It's, unless it pertains to it, I don't see how this is justice.
And I think because this is America and we are a vengeance system, people want to know. If something happens to most Americans, they want to know. They want to look you in the face. They want to know who you are.
But they don't know. And that's the thing. They think they know by looking at your face, but by looking at your face, they just call you a criminal. By looking at her face, they call her Snow White. By looking at his face, think they know how to read people, and they read people bad.
And that's not, and put it like this. I'm talking about like in the court case, you're talking about the courtroom itself, right? If the courtroom itself, for most people, if a crime happens to them, most Americans are going to want to go to court. They're going to want to look at the person that committed the crime against them in the face. They're going to want to. The way we have our laws, we want to punish people. We want to punish people. I feel like you can't tell me otherwise. We have a system full of punishment. We don't have a system of reforming. We don't have a system of changing.
I wasn't accusing people, but the one, I had to sign paperwork to get a divorce, right? If I had to go to court and look at that person, a waste of my time. I'm just mad. I'm watching him be the actor that he's been for years. I'm watching how he charms people and how he's going to get away with it again. I don't want to be around the person who hurt me.
And I understand that, but that's your personal opinion. And
yeah, imagine reliving, retelling
like that.
Retelling your story in front of that person. I don't know. I didn't know most people would want to do that. I would think they did.
A lot of people do. You have people that feel like you, but because we have such a vengeance system, we have such a, if you fuck with me, I want you to die. I want to go watch them pull the plug and take your life. We live in a system like that. So for most people, they're going to want to see it all the way through to the end.
I have no idea if it's most people or not. I know our system requires it. You know, that like you don't have a choice. If it made it an opt-out thing, maybe we'd see the real number.
Agreed.
But there is something to whether you're like, because sometimes people are like falsely accused. Sometimes people are accurately accused. And there is something to like having the option to want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you did. People sometimes are like, I want to show you didn't break me or something, or I want to look you in your eyes and see you accused and brought to justice for the shit you did. Like, there's something to it, but and we live in a punitive country for sure, but I don't know that that's a good thing or like that's a like, well, shit, yeah. That's just how it is, yeah, guys. Cause we've also seen that used many, many, many times.
Agreed.
For the wrong shit, as him to alluded to. How many people have been lynched in this country because they were just black? But the crowd told themselves they were getting justice at that time. And
how many people
have a
on
right
the small,
to be there?
On the small part, how many people have to straighten their hair in order to go to court so that they won't see? And they're not even the accuser. They're the victim. How many, just that small thing of, I probably should straighten my hair.
Right.
But if we
look a certain way.
If we agree that we want a jury of so-called normal people, as opposed to just lawyers and a judge, people are so simple that if you don't show up as the victim, it's going to mean you didn't care enough. Mm-hmm. You know, how many, I don't know if this is a weird comparison, but if you have one person on our show, let's say that we're interviewing, and they start, I can't think of an example, but I know it's happened more than once, they start crying, but I know they're on the side of bad because I know the other person or the whole story, but the audience immediately is on that person's side because they heard a tear, whereas I guess the other person just didn't want to show up. Well, then if you don't care, then I don't care. So fuck you.
Yeah. And I do agree with Hemda that the justice system should take its course with or without the people present, you know, but like they say, it's written in the law. So for a lot of people, they feel obligated to eat. For a lot of people, they will feel obligated to even if they could opt out.
Well, we're trying to remove
bias
from the situation, which is basically that's impossible. All. But yeah, I think that's what it boiled down to. The good example to me is the dude who was in the park bird watching, who everybody's like, we're going to put this woman in jail. And he's like, I don't want that. I actually would like everything to stop. Amy Cooper's been punished enough. And she seems like, you know, I'm opting out of this.
Right.
But then everyone else, the public, we were so mad on his behalf or whatever. We're like, no, Christian Cooper, we're going to nail this bitch to the wall. We're passing a new law that no one else was ever convicted of about this lady. And then 6 months later, we're going to forget about that law. And then we're not going to really do anything. She's the one who won't learn her lesson and she'll get a New York Times piece. It's all, theater.
Yes.
But why I would also opt out, because if she starts getting arrested, if she starts getting charges pressed on her, I'm the other fucking part of this. Right. Every time she goes to court, I go to court.
Right.
That's my day off. That's my time because you're punishing her. It's a punishment for me also. I see it coming. So yeah, you all can yell at me all you want, but I'm not taking multiple days off hiring a lawyer probably, or getting some, you know, whatever defendant gives a shit or doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that. Fuck that.
I'm with you.
Totally see why he would opt
out.
I was on his side,
and a lot of people did not like that.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck that. I wouldn't want to do it either, and I don't blame him. But also, and like, maybe he didn't want to participate in what he considers a corrupt system. Who knows? But also, guys, she was convicted without his help. Like, they still did everything they were going to do, and he didn't show up. So, like, I do think there's something to what him said in that, whether you're there or not, the system of justice can move along. And a lot of times the being there and being not is just more about implicit bias than it is about getting justice.
Yes, about optics and the other people sometimes, not even the people on trial.
That's why the rich people fucking, you know, they show up in the suit and they fucking get the fancy lawyer and they fucking win. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really justice. It's something like it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of justice, how the fuck is the Carolina Panthers new owner somehow more embarrassing than our own owner, sexually harassed people?
And everybody, maybe they call him Mister.
He literally got the team taken away from him because they were like, "You're fucking embarrassing." New guy comes in, way more money than this guy, and you go, "Well, at least he's not gonna write letters to women asking can he shave their legs for him. He's not gonna touch anybody's titties while they're getting in his car and be like, let me buckle that seatbelt for you. He's not gonna make the black people in the office call him Mister."
Yep.
Not Mr. Richardson, just Mister, like he's a fucking slave owner. He's not gonna do that. And you go, cool, no one can be worse than this motherfucker is throwing drinks on people in the goddamn booth. What are you doing? Oh fuck. What a year.
Are we calling it passion or are we past that?
Football.
All right.
That's what we're calling it. Security. Important. I should have let security handle it. How? They don't like you and they were booing the other team because they're not your fucking team's fan.
Right.
What is security supposed to do?
Your team boos you.
Guys, I demand everyone cheer for the team. Security, you want to handle this? Fuck out of here. Hey, we suck. They did a fucking survey of every state in the United States and said, what is your most hated team, right? And you only pick your rivals. North Carolina is the only state that our fucking team is the team we hate.
Yep.
Fuck this guy.
You think he asked around? He's like, hey, do I own these people? They're like, no. Here's a drink. Fuck you.
Maybe they should call me Mister. No, we just did that. Remember that guy that you bought the team from?
Maybe he actually thinks he owns people.
He probably do.
It sounds like it.
What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, in general, do you find yourself agreeing with Keith's movie reviews? 59% yes.
Well,
congratulations. Good for y'all. I would like another poll. Do you watch the movies or do you just like Keith's rants? Because
there is a difference.
I'm a fan of the rants. I don't even see some of the movies. I'll be like, sure, whatever. Poor thing. It's probably sucked. If he says it.
I believe him.
Like, actually, if I'm being honest, when I listen to Keith's reviews, I'm like, I'll be the judge of that. Like, every time. He doesn't get them all right, everybody. Episode 3761, Scent of a Woman's Tears with Diamond Dogs Chris. Was Chris an asshole?
Let's see. Diamond Dogs Chris? No, we like Chris so far.
All right. He's batting 1,000, starting out.
What did you guys think? Him being a civilian and all?
Oh, I like Chris, but I liked him on Diamond Dogs when he was on there. You know, I listen to that.
Fit right in.
I liked how much you liked his impressions.
It was good.
I was hoping to get some more of those, and we did. So, he fits right in, you know?
I think Adam Brown was a little jealous because he goes, it's not even if it's a good impression. You just like impressions, Keith. Yeah. I'm like, I think so. I just like that you have try.
Yeah.
Yes. Put in the effort.
I was too. I was like, wait, what the fuck is this? Like, don't let James Adomian hear this clip. He's going to be like, oh, fuck you, Keith. Work on this shit in the mirror for hours. My Bill Clinton could pass a fucking Bill Clinton detector test. This guy's Obama is just him stuttering for a second. Keith's dad is a narcissist. We found that out this episode.
We did. By technical term.
We got to the bottom of it, everybody. Don Lemon is going to Twitter to do a show.
I don't understand.
I just hope he got paid up front.
He better.
Elon don't pay his bills.
Elon will pay you bitcoins.
Like, just get your... I think it's dumb to see these people talk about freedom of speech on that platform because it's not true.
Mm-mm.
It's freedom of whatever Elon wants to be free at that time because he's banned many a person for talking some shit. He's like, oh, what'd you say about me? No freedom of speech for your ass, bitch. How about that? But I saw the most scummiest thing. Tucker Carlson was quoting Don Lemon's like post to be like, yeah, free buddy, yeah. we're on here together doing free speech on Twitter. And it's like, Don Lemon, you spent the last at least 8 years being Mr. Fuck Tucker Carlson. I'm the opposite of Tucker Carlson. And now you fucking guys are like shaking hands and fist pumping in front of all of us. Piece of shit. You have no integrity. Fuck you.
Agreed.
How close do you have to be to a woman crying to smell her tears?
Right. Great
question. Like, this experiment was a little weird to me. They're like, we made the men smell the tears. I'm like,
I mean, is estrogen released in the air? Can y'all only smell it? What's happening here?
I also have a feeling that men that are close enough to a crying woman to smell their tears are probably the cause of the tears and probably not calming down. That's probably not a thing that's happening. I maybe just ask some women what the experience while they're crying has been. And I got a feeling they're going to tell you, like, the data in your study is wrong. These motherfuckers do not respond to, I think the sight of tears might be more than the smell of tears, right?
An accurate, more accurate thing. Yeah.
Like, if you're the kind of guy that calms down for tears, it's not because you're like, oh, shit. Oh, God. All right. You're right. I'm sorry. I smelled it in the other room. No, you fucking saw your girl crying or somebody crying. You were like, I'm sorry. I don't even know what to, I don't know how to deal with emotions. I have to watch football now.
But in the scenario, in the science, it sounded like, because they used saline as a test also, it sounded like they somehow collected the tears. Why don't you make tears candles?
Yeah. Incense tears. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, more tears. You know, something like that.
If you got some bad news to tell your man, you just like light some tears in. Yeah. He's like, oh no. Oh, what happened? Did you cheat on me? What happened?
Febreze with tears.
Oh yes. I would want a candle of white racist people's tears. That's what I white women tears.
Okay, yes. What study is that?
I don't know.
I think you're on a different point, Karen.
We're talking about did you listen to this episode? Point. Okay, so the tears calm men down.
We're talking about science, not you just want to see bitches
here
cry.
Here you go with the white racist tears as a trophy like the Predator at the end of a movie with a skull. That's totally different.
Yes, and every time Mayor Garland arrests another white person for crossing the insurrection, I would burn that bitch. Ooh. Sorry.
Okay, so now we need a study on what do racist tears do to black people.
I want to know that. In fact, I think y'all tears do smell because I'm in danger. White people tears.
Right, for different reasons. I'm going to have to get the manager. White people tears.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Karen, you want to feel that feeling in our house all the time? I don't know about the logic of this joke.
Because how do we know that is what men are feeling? Have they mentioned a feeling?
Remember, it was a game, right? Like the men didn't say like, I'm going to be less aggressive. They were like, they played a video game that made like, and they made less aggressive choices than they normally would make. Then they didn't really hear the men's feelings. They just assumed from the fucking
thing. I don't know that I've ever gotten a feeling while I was crying. It's more like I'm wondering if they're just watching their response and guessing, because that's all I can do while I'm crying. I'm just like, I guess you're here, you know. So what I think happens is a woman starts crying and a man's like, fuck. And that fuck is a man pausing, which means it's a man like relaxing and not responding as quickly as they would. So whenever you take a pause, you get more calm. That's why people say count to 10 before you respond. You are relaxing yourself.
Right.
So maybe, because there's so much staring when there's tears. I don't know how you guys
That's not a feeling when we go, fuck. That really feels like a feeling. Maybe it's a feeling.
It's emotions behind that.
Also, like, if this is true, you know, we'd have like tears perfume and shit. So, you know, it's not real. Like, if women's tears like worked that, if they were that fucking effective, women would be like crying all the time. Like, just guys, I do need to get in the line first. Fuck, man, move. It's her turn to be in the line.
If women's tears would work that well, I would like pay people to come to jail, come by your jail cell, cry at you, trust me, you'll figure out a way out of jail. Yeah. It is so motivating. It is like, how do I get the fuck out of here? And then that's what I'm going to be doing after Keith and the girl.
All the presidents break out. All the presidents would have to be women, because they'd be the only people immune to the tears of the first president that took everything over because she was crying.
Yeah, they can end war. Yeah,
you're like, no, bitch, I got my own tears.
Yeah. Now, we're going to fucking have a tough negotiation session with the prime minister. Oh, it's a woman? Fuck. Fuck, bro. Yeah, man, we settled the nuclear peace treaty. I'm sorry.
I love that it's women's tears, but maybe that's the only tears you were able to test, because I can make a lot. How long will it take for you guys to make a jar full of tears?
Okay.
I'll battle you. I'll battle.
So I know how to get the men's tears. Okay. Just let them watch sports. It's easy. Give them one of these fucking sports movies. It works every time. It's the only time we allow ourselves to cry. But no one wants to do that study, you know? Just throw on Rudy.
Rudy.
Fucking collect all the tears. This is when men cry, when there's a fucking... Oh, there's a game, and oh, I guess I can have emotions.
Maybe that's why Ted Lasso, the show, has to have football in it, because Rod, if you're going to keep watching it, I do want to know if the second season makes you cry, because I think that you boys are allowed to cry because they'll cut to like some sports thing and then you won't have to feel away.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Granted, like, to those listening and to those who are way more ahead in time, and we are so stereotyping, we're not adding non-binary, and it's because... Unfortunately, heteronormative cisgender bullshit is stereotypically bullshit.
Right.
So enjoy not having to be in that.
Yeah. That's the stupid part. Y'all don't
cry your good tears, because I don't want to be in this, but here I am.
I was reading about that movie, School Ties, with Brandon Fraser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Good movie. Does it hold up?
Well, I was just reading about it, and they said, okay, so it's going to be about privilege and anti-Semitism, and the producer's like, what sport? And they're like, what?
Right.
What sport do they play? Football? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Football.
Greenlit. Then it's like shit, we got to read about.
You know how many fucking movies I've watched about, like, is the real crux of the movie is, like, a poor person from a fucked up background manages to become a success in America. And it's just like, yes, there's nothing really sad about that part. And they're like, but he played a football game and it was hard and they almost lost the game, but then they won the game. Now I'm crying. Now I'm like, Michael Orr, are you fucking, the white people saved him? Oh my God. Thank God they came. But really, it's just the football allowed me to cry. That's just a nice story. Like just the fact that dude was poor, and then, you know, it's all fake now, right. But he's poor. These people adopt him. He goes on to have like a nice life. That could be a story about anything, but no, you got to give me football. I didn't cry at that chess movie where the Africans played chess and I was like, yeah, it's chess. Like, good for you guys.
Right.
And by the way, if you are straight, cis, hetero, all of that, and you don't relate to Rod, good for you.
You might be nation.
Like, you got better.
You're evolved.
Yes.
You're evolved.
You made it through. And when I cry, you might have something to say. Good on you. Mm-hmm. Good on you. Just know you had to go. I mean, I sure you might know this already. You went through a lot. You figured some shit out. Rod's still working on it. Keith, not so much.
Well, hold.
He doesn't need
record,
it.
For the record, these are my observations. I also cried during other shit. I cried during a lot of stuff. I cried during anime. All right, guys. All right.
See, look how happy he is.
If you watch Vinland Saga season 2, guys, you guys know the Vinland Nation. Y'all know. You've been through some things. But sports is the one place where I find that the men that I know are allow themselves to cry. Mm. They don't cry at the other things I cry at. They're just like, you pussy. And I'm like, all right, buddy, damn. Then they're like, but man, with Tony Romo fucking threw that pick. I'm like, oh, you asshole. You're sad about life too. Craig, also, do happy tears do the same thing?
That's a good question.
Because why didn't they let people watch like a stand-up special, cry laughing, then show those tears to the men and see if they have the same effect? I don't like this study.
Yes, do cold tears. I don't know if you guys, this happens to you, but in the cold, like on my bike, the wind, and I start tearing. I think it happens with browner eyes and like with lighter eyes, the sun irks you, I think. So yeah, I tear. Do those tears calm people down?
Is it any tears? Is that it?
I could tell.
I just need to know.
I could tell. I smelled a jar of tears the other day. I'm like, these were made with love. So I wasn't necessarily sad.
I'm happy. He's smelling 1985 vintage woman from the Bronx. I'm smelling maybe Jamaican.
You're stirring the mug around in your hand. Is this a nice calming tear?
Liz Lil Curry, she was happy her son graduated. Correct? Craig is a sociopath. He likes his chicken fried hard. That's fucking crazy.
Fried hard, right? No sauce, even though the place is known for sauce and not frying your shit to death.
Right. What the fuck?
It was cooked perfectly. It's like, not if you ask them to refry it.
I have never went to a fried chicken place and they ask me what temperature I want the chicken.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, I never went to any place that has chicken, ordered chicken, and they said, would you like that medium, rare, well done? Right. There is not
chicken
a temperature.
Chicken has one temperature.
Yeah,
chicken.
Yeah.
Keith, this is your fault.
What the fuck?
Yes,
Keith decided it could be pink. He decided, like, it's just all these decisions.
Yeah.
All Craig could do was rebel through and ask for well done chicken.
That's
I don't
a good
know.
Point. That's a
there might be
point.
A Keith Malley behind there going like, true. That's good. What?
He decided his coin. That's a great point.
For most people, as long as it's cooked all the way through, they're fine. The only place I've heard people say that they want their chicken fried hard is
the Chinese restaurant.
Chinese restaurant.
Yeah,
Black people go in there and demand that it is almost fried to a crisp. I don't want just to be juicy.
I don't know what that's about. And I always just looked at it like a joke.
Me too.
Because it's on like a Fugees album where a guy's like, I want my chicken fried hard. And I was like, that is hilarious.
From my ignorance, I would like to say this is ignorant. You don't know how chicken is made. And you don't know how to say, I just want a crispy outside. And you don't know that like, they're either going to make it like that or not. That has nothing to do with how long you fry it. It has to do with the flour you're using.
Right.
I don't know if cornstarch is not, like, it has to do with the breading. It has to do with like, but the inside temperature is not going to make it anything.
They would kill you if they undercooked it.
It's going to be 165. That's it. What the fuck you want? Right.
Do you think some of these restaurants, people are nervous it's cats and dogs? And they're like, hey, just in case.
I think so, for sure. Right. Like, people have been making those racist jokes for my whole life.
Yeah.
They
have. I honestly thought those jokes were over and I was on another show and somebody was like, it's like when you get like chicken from the Chinese spot. I was like, you know, that chicken is good as fuck because we were talking about like good fried chicken. I was like, it's underrated because chicken from the Chinese spot don't miss. And they were like, if it's chicken, I was like, oh, it's 2024. Yep. Calendar says 2024. We're still doing Def Comedy Jam. All right. Got it.
Good point. It's just like, think a little bit longer and be like, guys, dogs are more expensive.
Yes. Why? You've never been to a store and found cat? Like, what? It's more of a hassle to go get cats.
Yeah. And even if they're like, quote, stealing your dog.
Right.
I don't know. That's not an easy death.
Are they
slaughtering your dog? What is this? Like, how far are you going with this stupid ass joke?
Also, technically, are you telling me you don't know what a fucking chicken wing looks like?
Right.
Like, you wouldn't know if I gave you a different piece of meat than the fucking wing of a chicken when you order chicken wings. I wouldn't know.
What's a chicken nugget? Leg.
Yes.
Chicken nugget is different. Chicken wings is what you get from the Chinese spot. If you handed me, even if you handed me a leg, just a different part of chicken, I'd be like, that's not chicken wing. So you're going to hand me a different animal? And I'm going to be like, fuck, man. I guess. No, fuck you. This is not chicken. What is it? We wouldn't know about this conspiracy.
So funny.
Right.
They're not structured. They're not the same size. Like, the fuck?
I think we covered this on BET Comic View in 1992, guys. I think we got all the we got all the MSG and chicken jokes for Chinese people.
Way.
We got them. We got them all, guys.
Okay, but wait for Chappelle's new special.
Yeah, well, he's going to make the face, and then it'll be funny. But his wife is Asian, so it's okay.
yeah.
Pete Davidson made a joke about Chappelle on his special about slapping the fucking mic, and I died. I was like, yes. So good. All right. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, do you need to see every major superhero movie like Keith does?
Yes.
Yes.
25% say yes. I'm proud of that number.
In this room, 25% said no.
Right? That's true. It's all about... It's all about context, guys. Episode 3762, Welcome Home with Danny Vega. Was he an asshole?
Yeah.
Was he
but
the asshole?
We know what we're hiring. Yeah, I can't believe that he believes half of this bullshit. When we do that, am I the assholes? There's no... he's got to be trolling a little bit. Newsy wrote, I'm going horse yelling at my stereo. Is Danny trolling? This is infuriating. Not to jump ahead, but for example, one thing is like one of the am I the assholes, the guy says, hey... my girlfriend, I want you to visit, not only visit my family, go alone on a girls' night with family members of my family, knowing everybody hates each other. Just do it anyway. To agree that the dude is correct is batshit. How does Danny live?
It didn't make sense. And it's one of those things where, Keith, I agree with you.
Of course.
He's projecting and acting like his projection is the reality for everybody. And that's not true. Because the thing
But you
is,
know what if, that is? It's polite company.
Correct.
If you want to be polite company, you guys are from the South. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Rod doesn't want to go out because he's got to be polite company. Like, that's annoying. And it's tedious and it's exhausting. And I think Danny wants to and has lived in that life. So, but when I read that Newsy post, like, hey, is he trolling? I'm like, I didn't consider. Because you heard me say on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was another side to this. But when I think about it, yes, if you want to be the in-law, the polite, the white picket fence, the 2.5 kids, the dog, all of that stuff comes with, yes, sir, no, sir. Of course I'm going on this trip with your mother. Of course I'm going to go to her place every Sunday and be polite no matter what she says to me. That's polite. That's hospitality, yeah. Right?
And also, I think, for a lot of people, they, as somebody who is a people pleaser, like I am, like all of these things, you have to break that and you have to realize that you have your own choices and decisions. And if I don't want to go, I'm not going. And that's part of a quote unquote being an adult. And it's also one of those things where people don't like to be told no. And like, that's the truth. You know, people don't like for their spouse or significant other or their loved one, but like, I'm not doing that shit. I don't want to go. The end. And they act like something wrong with you versus looking at your family and say, maybe it's something wrong with the way I was raised. But then that will cause you to do some interpersonal thing and make you look at your family different and realize they're just people and realize they fuck up. Because this is how I feel. If your actions, I would not put up from a stranger or a friend, family does not negate you from that responsibility. If I look at you and I go, I am not pleased with these actions, it does not... Over the years, I realized that a lot of people have different definitions of family. And my definition of family has grown and evolved as I've gotten older. And a lot of people's definition of family is we're born together, we're raised together, quote unquote, that's family. That's not so. So even some of these people could be the most abusive people you've ever met in your whole life. And you really, for some people, they don't find family until they get older and get outside of that and just realize that they were in a place of abuse and these things are quote unquote not normal, but it's normal to you because this is how you were raised. So you don't know anything different until you show something different, until you show that the behavior and these things happening around you were not normal. And then you have to come to their own reality on your own accord and then make decisions accordingly. And also something else I disagree with Danny on. If I marry you, I marry you. Yes, I might, quote unquote, marry into your family, but I'm not fucking them. I married you, you know? So it does not mean I have to get along with them. And it does not mean I have to like them. But it also does not mean I have to be confrontational with them. And it doesn't mean I have to fall out with them. I can opt not to go. That's your family. Love your family. Enjoy the time with your family. It does not mean that I have to be present.
Yeah,
because nobody wants to sit around and be abused.
You go blow them.
Right.
I'm going to blow you. If you want to have a different situation, we're going to need to sign new papers. I am
correct.
Not blowing your mother. And by me going on vacation, using my vacation time, I don't care if it's corporate or otherwise, my time, no, I'm not blowing you on my vacation. I'm going to blow this dude because that's That's right. The deal we have. But I think, Karen, that you are a great example of this. And you and I both had to go through like, but we want to be polite. We want right. to be nice. We want to be respectful.
End up being abused. End up being yeah. used.
And had to, it's like you said, it's very uncomfortable because we feel like we're being mean and cold, vicious, the bitch that everyone knew all women were going to be once you marry them. And to get over that and still consider yourself a nice, polite, reasonable woman is a lot, especially, and Karen, you're sitting next to or across from a person who always believed that you didn't have to do that. And that it's internal. You know that you have to like get over yourself. And I give you a lot of credit. That's really hard. I know you love being warm. I know you love saying yes, and I know you love like coming towards someone instead of backing away from them. To go against that was probably one of the hardest things that we've ever done. And I feel you. And I think we both can look at each other and go, worth it.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is.
And worth it for your husband, too, who has to come yes. home and you're exhausted from being this person that you think you're supposed to be.
Correct.
And now he's getting it because he's like, oh, it's so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you didn't have to do that. But you have to believe that, which is so hard.
Yes. And it's also one of the things, too, is that I had to realize as a true people pleaser and all these things and don't like to be viewed as a not a good person or not a positive person who likes to be patted on the head. Like you have to realize this about yourself, who likes to be patted on the head and told, good girl, good girl, good girl, good girl. Like I had to learn how to break a lot of that. And that's very hard to break if what you do.
First, you have to admit it. First, you have correct. To admit I like pats on the head. Who wants yes. to say that? You think Karen wants to sit here and say that? She's learned how to sit here and say that. And I've learned how to sit here and go, fuck, I wanted that too. I'm not embarrassed anymore. It's just what I was told and what I believed.
Correct. And also it's one of the things too where the biggest battle isn't your friends and your like external family. It's the internal family because those are the people that grew up with you and those are the people that think they know you. But they have a snapshot of a version of you as a child and you've never outgrown that moment. So to them, it's hard for them to understand that I am an adult. I am grown. I am not a child. You cannot intimidate me at any period of time. My presence is a present. Which means if I opt to be here, it's because I want to be here. If I don't want to be here, I'm not being here. And it's more of a punishment to them than it is to you because they want you there. They want you there. And the thing is, if you don't want to be there and being in their presence causes harm to you, you always have an option to leave. But people make you think you never have an option to leave a dysfunctional relationship. You do.
And that's
you
abuse.
Have the power in your hands.
Also, like, mm-hmm. a lot of people associate this idea of like, if everyone was there, then everything was okay. And that's all they want to get back to is like, well, everyone showed up at the family reunion. So no matter what the fuck fucked up shit is happening,
yep.
we all went through it together. And that means everything's fine. It's like, but it's not fucking fine. And now right. I'm the crazy one because I'm the one pointing out like, that's not okay. What just happened? And it's like, well, just show up. If you just show up, it's okay. No, fuck you, man. Like y'all, cause like, that's the other part of this is like, there is another option, right? You could stand up to your family. Like, why aren't you writing, am I an asshole? I cussed my mom out cause she was mean to my girlfriend.
Right.
Where's that letter?
Right. Like, and also not trying to be funny, at when you get down to the bottom, to the root cause of it, you look at your mate or significant other and you go, how much do you love me? I had to be like this. Do you love me enough to stand up to the people that are abusing me? Because we are here to protect each other and to protect our love. And if you mm-hmm. aren't bold enough to stand up to them and say, what I'm not going to deal with is the abuse that you're causing the person that I love. If you don't love them, that means you don't want me here too. And that's a decision that I had to make too with some family members. I love you very much. But what you're not going to do is say these things and do these things that I disapprove of. And for a lot of them, it's a shock to their system. Well, I am to the point now, if I say something uncomfortable to you, you have to deal with that uncomfortableness, not me. It's not my problem to resolve your uncomfortableness. And you're not going to project on me the internal things that you have not dealt with. And so and so you have to be comfortable with not being liked, which was very hard. You have to be uncomfortable with people making up their own version of the reality and the truth of what happened. You have to be comfortable with them lying on you. You have to be comfortable with that and be like, it is what it is. I said my piece. And if this relationship worked, so be it. And if it doesn't, I'm willing to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Daddy Emails book coming out this month.
I would just buy some Women's Tears cologne or perfume, spray your significant other with it, send them on to the family. All right?
What's the problem?
Calm it all down. I felt a lot of older sibling energy on this episode, you know, because it's like Danny, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, like it wasn't like Danny, it was like, Danny, come on,
there's
Danny.
No way. You're human. What yeah. are you saying? It would be funny, like 5 years from now, we host the Am I the Assholes, and we see if his answer's changed.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the a same good questions. One.
Yeah.
He that's actually what that. I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm leaving here to go to be the co-host of Am I the Asshole. We're just going to try together.
honestly, you do that, and it's all just the old episodes. And going back through Oda, Am I the Asshole?
Yes.
And asking year. Those same exact yeah. questions. Now, I can't remember them all.
Now that you're 40, Danny. Right? Right.
Do you have crazy, to punch right? yourself in the balls just because your wife's asked for it?
Oh, yeah. Keith took me out. How's this the basis for your podcast and you get all these wrong? That is just hilarious. Also, like, I think it's not that he gets them all wrong, right? It's just when he's wrong, you guys really go in.
He's super wrong.
Because sometimes y'all agree.
For a second, I don't know if you heard me go like, oh my God, are we just ripping him apart? He's so sweet. He's just so sweet. And he was roasting us a little bit. And it was, you're right. It was so yeah. like, look at my little brother. Yeah. I am a jerk. You tell me. You give it to me. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You're 4 years away from graduating high school, too. Yeah. You'll know. You'll hate Mrs. Probabilis, too.
Yes. And what was also killing me with this episode, the way Danny was pronouncing Peloton took me out.
Peloton.
At first, I was like, what is he pronouncing? Oh, that bike.
Yeah, this is the other funny thing, because you guys are going in on him, and you guys are going on rants about these assholes, but then he tries to do his own jag of like, and people who get Pelotons are assholes, and he was like, no, what the fuck? Right. They're trying to work out, Danny.
That's where this was going.
They don't want to go outside in the cold.
It makes so much sense to have a Peloton, I think.
Danny Vega is one of these guests that they... You know, if it's like, oh, Keith and Kendall, were you picking on him too much? If you listen back, I guarantee yeah. he gave the first jab, and in my head, I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all.
He jabs back. That's actually one of the things I like about him is that he jabs back. I think one of his things is that, that's why he's a good host for that podcast. He's really good at seeing both sides of shit.
Yeah.
Which makes it better for people that don't. For the sure. people that are like, no, this is wrong, it makes better banter. Because he's like, okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but could it be this? It's like, no, not that either. What the fuck? man, God bless him. He's got some really good self-confidence and security to be able to take that shit. Because mm-hmm. I like most people, I feel like, just have a point where they'd be super defensive. Just because it's like, but we're just talking about the assholes and vicariously yeah. each other, you know?
And every once in a while, I'm like, did we go too far with Danny? He has this, like, this moment of, like, come on, guy. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but he's so good at, like...
No, we're kidding, right? We really like you so much.
He's so good at, like, next question, slate screen.
Yes. Yes, like it never happened.
It's like the last question didn't, like, it you weren't yelling out. At me for 5 minutes. Now we're talking about laundry pods or whatever. I'm right. like, oh, okay, nice for you, buddy. But yeah, I like Danny a lot. Yeah. I'm glad when he comes on the show. He's I love him out of assholes. And I'm sorry that, you know, people go hoarse yelling at him. I also saw people saying this was their favorite episode of him and that he was being so sarcastic that they loved it. So
this was my favorite episode of his. Like, I feel like he does what maybe other people do and he warms up to this version of quarrel, of arguing. He just goes, I'm here, I'm playing, you know? Yeah. And I guess that's also little brother. Like,
we're all horse playing. We're all doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't beat me up too bad. I'm participating.
Yeah. Like my brothers have two kids and the older one you know, they play fight with each other. Yes. And you could see the older one is all like two dogs playing with each other. There's a bigger dog. And right. that bigger dog is not playing at capacity, but they're so that they can play fight. And I love that.
Like, you might be that's too me. Rough.
That's yeah. me and my little brother. And like, we used to fight all the time, like as kids, but there's that moment as an older kid where you're like, oh fuck, man. Cause if an older kid with any level of conscience, I guess, that is like, I'm not going to beat my brother up all day. That's fucking insane. So there's a point where you're like, all right, man, look, I'm done roughhousing with you. You know, you're still a little kid. And then there's that moment where your little brother gets back up and slaps you like, no, we're fucking fighting, man. Let's do this. And you're like, okay, all right. You do like this shit. All right. We'll do some more body slams. All right. You were going
to
go.
Did you and your brothers play fight? I don't hear any. Like, my brothers, we fought.
Mm-hmm. Physically, but
you
didn't. No.
I feel like you were just, but you never fought physically.
They just mocked. They just mocked the cat.
Right. We mocked the cat. We worked as a team. Family first.
They're too busy digging graves.
We wrestled a little bit, but not like Jewish people. Not like I don't know. Kenda has a pen in her hand. Michael's missing an eye from some doorknob. I mean, I don't know. There's something.
Maybe
there,
just
folks.
Their family. Maybe just their family.
There's something. Maybe. Okay.
I didn't know me and my brother fought like Jews. Now I mean, we were doing the same shit.
That's the weirdest anti-Semitic statement I've ever right? gotten.
I don't know. Check the news.
Not even a stereotype. Like, you made a new stereotype today.
Yeah, usually we're known as like Nebushi and whatever because I think we get misunderstood. And then like it's funny because we're known as like Nebushi and weak, but also all the wars. You know,
right.
I just think people he's culturally like, don't know what Judaism is at all. So it's whatever.
With that bald head, Keith's going to be somewhere and end up in trouble at a party saying like, oh yeah, they were fighting like Jewish siblings. Everybody's like, what the fuck is this guy on?
we'd wrestle sometimes, but it was never like the stuff of movies, you know?
Hmm.
I did have a brother. We would wrestle sometimes and then he would like get frustrated if I'm winning and not punch, but take his hand and push it hard into my dick. And I'm like, okay, we're done. Whatever the fuck is happening.
Yeah. End of the game. Yeah, me and my brother fought a lot physically, like jokes and shit too, but also just, we just fucking fought. And then
you could feel the difference, can't you? You could
absolutely
feel it. Yeah.
It was honest to God, like some Tom and Jerry shit. Like my parents would leave us home and then we would fucking be like running around the house with a spatula or some dumb shit. But we have
paper
never.
Towel.
Yes. The amount of motherfucking times that we came together as a goddamn team, though, when my mom pulled up in that driveway. I don't even know what the fuck to tell you guys. It was insane. We punched a hole in the wall once and broke this like china my mom had on the side of the wall.
Yikes.
We fucking super glued that shit back together, hung it on the wall over the hole. They never found it until we moved. We moved houses. She was taking it down. And when she took it down, it's new to her. Me and my brother were laughing so hard. We're like, I don't even know how to tell you this. I know you're mad. I know you're mad. But that is 10 years old.
Right.
Like, to us, that happened in 1992.
Right.
To you, that's happening today. I'm so sorry.
I was an adult and I like told my parents like, yeah, and I changed my report card grade 10 years ago. Could you fucking... Yeah. They're like heartbroken because it's the first time they heard it. Like, it just happened. I'm like, no, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, no, it's over. I turned out okay, remember?
Yeah, I made it. You made it.
You did a good job, Mom.
Yeah.
Great job. Right.
Shout out to Laundry Pie, gang, gang. We love the Laundry Pies over
gang,
here.
Gang.
We do, too.
I know we're destroying the environment somehow, but
I don't care. I don't like that liquid leaking everywhere. Like, it just gets everywhere on everything. Your washer, your dryer on the floor.
And I hope I get old enough to be confused by new technology and think that
can't wait.
Think that it's candy one day. I hope I live that kind of long.
I'm sorry,
life.
But you know what? This is poor reporting. I thought about it. I thought about it. No one's eating Tide Pods. Okay, no one's eating Tide Pods. What's happening is what the kids and the people with dementia are the people you need to put stuff away for because those are the people who are going to think that's candy. Since when do grown adults with their full mind just go, that must be candy. I'm just going to stick it in my mouth. This giant candy, it's a gobstopper. It's that's who a great does point. That?
It's entrapment.
It's not, no, it's what's happening is they're trying to fucking have a story. And the story is the same that you do with your bleach from when we were like 70s, 80s, whenever. You lock the fucking cupboard because you know your kids go in and drink everything like idiots because they're still idiots. The same thing we do for people with dementia. They don't right. know what candy is. It's more like, hey, people with these people in their house, you are going to be criminalized if you don't tie that right. shit up and put it in the right place. It has nothing to do with your average, regular intelligence adult eating Tide Pods. That yeah. is ridiculous.
It's a great point. I think you're right. I think you're right.
And if it's teenagers, I'm sorry, but it's the TikTok teenagers that Keith talks about where it's like everything on TikTok is real and your parents need to have a very serious conversation with you about and editing.
Even those, and even they've done news stories about how even those TikTok things end up being fake.
Right.
Like there was
that's
one
what
where
I'm
they were
saying.
Like, they're cooking chicken in NyQuil. And it's like one person thought it would be funny. And then every news channel was like, kids eat NyQuil chicken every day at school. You're like, they're not doing that. Old ass person.
Can I tell you guys a secret? I've seen Ben do some TikTok dumb shit.
Yes. No, but that's who I'm talking about. I don't want to call him out. But whatever teenager is copying whatever TikTok, that teenager needs to have more conversations with adults, possibly more supervision, possibly talk to in the school. That kid is not doing all right because also, they still, after how many of these videos, why are they still allowed on TikTok?
Also, Keith, how is the NyQuil chicken?
I'll tell you something. People are misunderstanding when I say my chicken is pink.
That's why I fell asleep there, Uncle Man. That's what I missed. I had a NyQuil chicken sandwich and I couldn't fucking make it, bro.
Here's me saying, like, I bet NyQuil chicken won't kill you, won't do anything. Whatever alcohol is in there cooks yeah. off. It's just gonna taste like candied chicken. Maybe the closest similarity to be your Chinese food or whatever. You're not gonna die from that. But you should, at a certain age, know what NyQuil is and know what chicken is, Craig. So if
he wanted NyQuil chicken for our heart.
That's just ignorance. It's ignorance, and that's more needs to be addressed than Tide Pods looking like candy. I don't know who's doing that other than people without their full minds.
We saw that with the knockout game back in the day, where it's like, the knockout game is like,
I remember that.
Four people did it.
How many does it take? I'm glad you guys brought up you don't want to mess with that laundry detergent. I see a couple people have contacted me, you know, that yeah. listen to the show and are like, what are you doing with your fucking drippy? How are you using laundry shit that it drips everywhere? It drips everywhere, you weird fucking liar.
Right.
They're still making new technology so things don't drip. Yes. Just recently, they came out with a no drip, and I have it, a dishwashing liquid where you mm-hmm. squeeze it and then you can put it right down and it really sucks itself back in. Why'd yes. they come up with that? Because everybody's laundry room is a fucking mess. Don't yes. I want to see a picture right now, shoe booty, of your fucking perfect laundry room and nothing's dripping.
Don't clean it first. Take a real picture impromptu. And then send it in.
Just get it. Go into your laundry room. No, you do have to. Go into your laundry room and hug your fucking laundry liquid. Give it a mm-hmm. big squeeze and then go about your day. You'll be fine and dry. You little trickster.
Nah, I think Shoe Booty uses...
shout out. I read that. I was too scared to like it. I don't want to hear Keith. I hear him all day. I don't want to say that, like, that happens to not be my issue because I know I got some yells coming at me. But just know, in my head, I liked that post.
Well, Kendra's also, making me you know read what? The I'm post. Gonna go fucking, Kendra's making you know me what? Read the post now.
I'm going to go like wow. it. Okay, I'm going to go like it.
Wow.
I'm doing it. I'm putting my glasses on. Game time, I got to find it. Here we go.
It's getting intense.
Yep.
It's getting intense.
Booty's getting a like.
Still starting 8 minutes. Here we guys, go. This is crazy.
Down the field, warming up right now.
This is why we do last week for these moments. It's intense.
Okay, here it is. Here it is.
But then she said other stuff that you would agree with. So
sounds okay, good. Go if you have to go to the laundromat, what would you rather lug in a jar or envelope in your backpack? Okay, trying to save the see? World with different shit. What do you mean, see?
If you have to, she agreed with you on that one.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, she didn't. Say, she's talking I about something else.
I think she uses some type of detergent sheets. Yes. I don't even know what those are.
Right.
So detergent. That might, listen, I'm open to new technology. That might be better than the pods. I got to see some, Shoe Booty.
Is it like the shit you put in the dryer?
Also, Kenda, you got me riled up. It wasn't even Shoe Booty. Is this person Kylie? But anyway.
Oh, because you know what? I did like Shoe Booty kind of things. I already, yeah.
Shoe Booty, I've always loved you and respected your opinion. Right? I don't know what these guys are.
Yeah, I don't know why Kenda keeps pushing it. It wasn't even you.
Oh, it was Kylie. Kylie, I'm giving you a like right now. I don't even care. I'm not even going to reread it. And after Keith rereads it, I'm going to leave my like, no matter how I feel about it. Here we go.
Keith, okay. What are you doing? Here it is. Quote, Keith, what are you doing with liquid laundry detergent that it's dripping all over the place? I'm Kylie.
Kylie, shout out to you.
Kylie, he did a whole stand-up album called Drip Drip. Okay,
right, so I know what I'm talking about.
This guy knows drip, right? Come on. The fuck? He's the fucking drip kid over here.
Kylie, I'm going to miss you so much.
Thank you for saving the planet. Kenda gets me riled up. She deliberately pokes extra now that she's on her way out. I notice it too. Kylie, yeah. You go to your laundry room and hug everything.
That's right. Send me the link to that Shoe Booty. I want to know where the fuck to get these. I want to try the new thing.
Me too.
I've never heard of this laundry sheet or whatever fuck you called it. And, I was like, what? So they got something better than the pods already? We just got the pods. What the fuck is going on with technology?
Also, slightly different, but still on this episode, I just want to thank Danny for getting me more kudos on Strava, because now that he's mentioned it, I'm getting kudos from other Keith and the Girl listeners. So thank you so much.
That's more people. Danny.
That's more people for him to not to interact with on there. That's good.
Yeah. This will go well. Out there writing her shit been sent off on the internet. She don't even know it. She be checking in on places. She don't even know that they be knowing her routes.
I didn't even know. I had to set it for, you know, you could set it for your exact address and then people know exactly where you left. I had to set it for like a half a mile away. So yeah, I'm generally starting in this half a mile.
Yeah, I feel you. Keith makes a compelling case for remaining oblivious while you're on vacation.
Thank you.
I like that. Can't pick up anything bad if you don't pay attention.
That's right.
You know, that's what I do.
Yep.
We were in Seattle. They were like, oh, man, you see all the homeless people? I was like, nope.
Nope, but I found a dollar on the ground.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was just skipping away. Yeah. This ain't my town to fix.
Nope.
You know?
It's your business. It's your, you're whatever the fuck you are strong. That's none of my business. Exactly. I'm New York strong.
Sound like y'all need to handle y'all's business.
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do about it? They're like, you know, Microsoft is a corporate overlord, and so it said Starbucks. I was like, yeah, that sounds terrible for you. I got some Starbucks and some Microsoft and some McDonald's. I was up there. It's delicious. And also, Keith didn't go down Danny's house because you caught a vibe.
Yeah, I caught a vibe a little bit. And then also, the bigger thing was probably just the age difference and the professional dynamic. It seemed too much. Same thing, like I said, with if Casey James Lango cleaned my house. That would be strange.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. It is
it's
weird
too bad,
too.
Right? It's one of those things where it's like, but we all want to be here, but somehow it doesn't feel right, and we're gonna go with feelings in this case.
Better safe than sorry.
Who gets to keep the bit, you know? Because like Keith's gonna have to do a thing about it, and then Danny's gonna have to do a thing about being an asshole, or Casey's gonna do it on stand up. So it's like, it's the whole thing. We already talked about all the amount of assholes. Yeah, Peloton, the sunroom. That was just about how small y'all's apartments are. That was fun. I always like those. You guys get so riled up because that's the one time where you're like, be fucking grateful. Just be fucking thankful for the shit you have, okay? Any other time you guys are like, listen, fuck family, okay? These motherfuckers, they don't own you. This is the one time where you're like, you got 3 rooms? Oh, 2 bathrooms? Oh. Oh, where
are
we gonna put
spot?
The Peloton? Oh shit! Oh, in this room or the other
kitchen
room?
And washing side by side.
I expected
the whole thing to be a problem.
I expected the whole thing to be. I have 3 rooms and 2 bathrooms. Am I the asshole? I thought that would be the end.
I love it.
I genuinely don't know how you argue about where to put something where you have like multiple places that won't bother your partner. This is such a like this. I guess it is because I've lived in a shoebox. I don't. That's nuts.
I love it. It's adorable. It's honest. It's like if someone says, "Am I the asshole?" I keep changing the thermostat, and you're like, "You have a thermostat? You can change the fucking temperature of the air in your space?
Not the whole building?"
Who gives a fuck if it's hot or cold? You have this privilege. Fuck you. Oh, I love those. And yeah, I was family. All right, Strava.
The roommates.
That was real. I can't believe the Strava thing was real. I love how Danny introduced that.
Yes.
And oh my God, the oil roommates thing. I wanted to strangle Danny.
All right. I never make a mistake. There happened to be a drop of oil on the counter. Oh, and then sometimes they complain about the crumbs, but I never leave messes ever. And then they mentioned the garbage. And you're an asshole. You're always leaving messes. End of story. That you typed it yourself is embarrassing. And
how are you not embarrassed?
Yes.
How are you not?
Let's say everything you said was true. I would still be too embarrassed to write that down and be like, one time I did leave a little oil and someone fell off the counter and got mad at me. That's an embarrassing story to me. I'm like, shit, now they're mad at me forever. And I'm so sorry, guys. It literally happened one time. It'll never happen again. That's what I would say. I wouldn't be like, guys, you gotta hear this.
This OCD dead bitch that I live with.
Yeah. it was really like, I never make a mistake, but when I do, and I'm like, okay. Okay.
I think they're lying. There's a conspiracy in this house against me. Big oil. Get the fuck out of here.
Do you ever read these Am I the Assholes and it seems like they make up lies later? Like, oh, everybody's against me. Did I mention they're a pedophile?
Yes. I hate those fucking addendum ones where like responding to the some comments. This person also is Jeffrey Epstein.
Like, you should have said that up front.
Nice try. You would have put that in the first one. Last week on Keith and the Girl, great job, Karen. No Q&A. 1 minute to a football, because I'm a fucking professional. That's how you fucking get it done. Last week on Keith and the Girl, go watch football and cry, everybody. And there's a light show behind him. It's dope in here.
Is she doing fireworks emojis? All right, look, it is scary. We're thinking, go Steelers. Did Buffalo win 5 in a row recently? Yes, but if it keeps happening, the chances are good it's time to lose. Eventually, you stop betting on black. Not today, shit.
Whew. Mike Tomlin, go. Black power, black history. Last week on Keith and the Girl.